Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Orange County, season 18, episode 17. And my goodness, this has been a long season. So we're not even in the reunion yet. This is episode 17. So this is the finale. And we're going to get into all the drama, especially because last episode, we ended on a really strange note of this wonderful trip Shannon had planned. And Tamara is just so horrible to her that she ends up leaving the entire, like, not just the restaurant they were at. She leaves the entire, like, she leaves London. So let's see where they're at now. I love, love, love the beginning of like scene of this episode because they give us, and like I was mentioning, it's been such a long season. We kind of forget about some of the drama in
That
it.
happens. Yep. Nice to have
Yeah.
that recap.
It was nice to get that recap. They did like this whole montage of all the shit that went down. So I really liked that. And it kind of reminds you of like, oh, all this shit at the very, very beginning. Like, remember that very first party Heather threw, and Alexis and Shannon were there, and they had their first standoff, you know? Like, oh, so good. And you kind of forget about all this stuff. Okay. Big, big thing of this episode. Jen is engaged.
Nice rock.
Holy. Could you imagine getting a rock like that?
As long as it's real.
Depends on how it's been paid for. Just kidding. Yeah, so she proves them all wrong. They all had their thoughts about Ryan. Da 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 da. She starts off this episode just on cloud nine. They went to the Bahamas and he engaged. He proposed to her and he engaged her. We hear a lot more about her and Ryan by the end of this episode, though. So we're gonna probably save our thoughts here until that. There's a few scenes of the ladies talking about the dramas from England and talking about some family stuff, da 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 da, stuff like that. And Alexis decides she wants to throw a tacky bridesmaids party for Jen. Okay, I have to say, knowing Alexis, I bet you she planned this party. Like, she wanted to throw like a party where you're not gonna look that good, like on purpose.
Yeah.
Because secretly, she's gonna put something that, like, if you wanna go like level 10 tacky, that's what everyone's thinking for this party. Okay, I'm
Yeah.
gonna like level 10 tacky, I'm gonna look so bad. And
Yeah.
she's thinking, I'm just gonna buy a dress that's like not something I normally wear, you know. I'm gonna buy something from, you know, I don't know, Banana Republic, like not like Forever 21 or something like that. Something that's like not like actually that bad. And I'm gonna put it on, and because she really like, I think she threw this party to make sure that everyone else looks bad and she looks okay. So then in comparison, she looks amazing compared to everyone. What did we think of the outfits? Were there any that you really liked, any that you didn't like? I didn't like Alexis's. I don't like, as the host, she did not commit to the theme at all. And I think that's what her intentions were, like, okay, I want everyone else to look bad and I'm gonna look okay, so I look like a model.
I
I
agree
liked
with you.
Heather's.
I agree with you on that for Alexis. I like
Right?
Heather's. I like
Oh,
Heather's.
me
She's stuck on theme.
too.
Yeah, she was
Yes.
perfect.
Yeah, hers was awesome.
I can't remember Heather's.
It was like a kind of like a poofy, frilly, typical 80s bridesmaid.
80s? Okay, I
Yeah.
didn't like
Yeah.
those fuckers. I
Yeah.
fucking hated the one I got when I was a bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking hated that dress. Still have a fucking picture of it too. No, I didn't like it. I liked Emily's because she looked like, I thought Emily looked the best.
Emily looked good and she was
But it
actually wearing
wasn't
a
a
wedding
bridesmaid's
dress.
dress. She was like the bride with all the ugly other ones.
No, that was actually her wedding dress. She wore
That's what
it.
I mean. Again, to
And
show
I
that.
like that she was poking fun at herself too. She's like, yeah, this is a tacky dress. I'm gonna wear it.
I liked it. I thought she looked good in it.
Me too. But she obviously it is just out of style now. Okay. At the party, speaking of Emily, it gets brought up, Kylie bringing up Heather with her children. So she confronts Katie about it. She's like, my kids, they're super young. They're 9 years old, and they don't even care who Heather is. Like they do not care for her at all. Like even if I said, oh, Heather's mean to me, they probably wouldn't even give a shit. And then Katie admits, she's like, I do bring adult things up with Kylie since she's older and feel like, she's at an age where we can actually have a conversation about it. But I don't do it with my other kids since they're too young. And then cut to the scene of them sitting down at dinner. They ask, oh, how was your day, Katie? And he goes, was Heather being a jerk again today? Like,
Yeah, so
come
obviously
on.
she talks with them.
Way to get caught in a lie. Like, and that wasn't even like provoked or anything. He offered it because probably the mom's going off about Heather all the time.
For sure, 100%.
Shannon brings up she l left London because of Tamara. The confrontation, like the like tipping point to get her to crying, I couldn't really catch it in that scene. I'm just like, I don't know what made her like, ooh! So she starts crying. She walks away, she goes inside and she starts talking to Katie's husband and complaining about things. And he tells her, you know, Shannon, maybe it's just a point where you should just walk away. And she gets super offended by him saying,
Yeah.
what did you guys think of that? I think that was super funny. Like, I think he
It
just
was
did
funny.
not
Yeah,
care.
it was.
Like,
She doesn't
Katie.
give a fuck. Who the fuck? Maybe walk away, idiot. He
I
probably
know, but
sees how she is, right?
I always forget about Shannon's lines when she goes, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? So,
I am the strongest person you'll ever meet. And I was like, really? Because, like, I mean, you're upset right now. I mean, like, Tamara's getting exactly what she wants to get out of you. She's getting a fucking huge reaction right now. And of all people, guess who is the surprise guest at this party? Well, he doesn't really come in, but it's pretty funny when he does arrive. Sean Jansen comes to pick up Alexis. Poor Shannon. She's sitting there like, oh my God. And who was it? It was Emily and Gina. They're like scaling the wall to get a glimpse of.
Good look.
Oh, fuck. I would have just been like red in the face, like mortified if I were Shannon. Like, oh my God, come on. Please don't do this.
Yeah, don't do this. Stop.
Please stop.
Don't think he's ever gonna stop.
Right. Well, the drama doesn't end there. The party does end there, but the drama doesn't end there. Because shortly after Ryan, there's some sort of article that comes out, released to the public. Ryan's accused of money laundering. We're never going to hear the end of this from Tamara. Because she's been, oh, ask her, how is the FBI going? How are the feds going? How is this going? Da 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 da. So we're never going to hear the end of it. And she even shows up to that lunch, the other ladies with her stupid FBI hat. And even though she called, that there was something going on, I still can't stand Tamara.
Same. And then she, of course, had to say, I called it on what's his name? Vicky's second guy. So I
Yeah,
called
and
it
she's
on
like,
him, and
I have
I
a
called it
gut
on this one,
feeling.
and then she put her fucking hat on. Like, shut up.
She's like, I have a my gut feeling is never wrong. It's like just
Her gut feeling's
wow.
always wrong. She's
What?
always wrong. She's always
She's an
crying.
idiot.
So yeah.
So And then this looks really bad for like Jen's relationship with all the women, because even the women who didn't really say anything, really every single confessional, they all said she had to have known, she had to have some sort of suspicion. Who really is this dumb? Like, is she really gonna do this? Is she really gonna marry this guy? What are your thoughts on this? Do you really think that she's playing dumb, or is she actually that dumb that
No, I think she's I think she's that naive. 'Cause I don't want to call her dumb. Yeah, she does some dumb shit. But she's also very naive to dumb. Even on a basic, simple level of dumb. And it's not good, right? So she should just walk away. But
I
she can't
agree.
and she won't. And it's the same thing for her with Tamra, right? Like she should just walk away. Stop fucking believing when she gives you that little half-ass fucking smirky bullshit apology, right? You know, she's too naive and the dumb just enhances it all. That's my opinion.
I have to agree with I don't think like she's playing an act that like, oh, I had
No.
no idea. I think she's
No.
actually kind of dumb. Like, she's just blinded by this love. She's totally in love with this guy, and she was like shocked that like, oh, this came out. I had no idea. What? Oh my God. Oh, somebody said something about it, but I didn't believe them.
Yeah.
I think she is telling the truth there.
Yeah, I do too.
What about you, Spice? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm totally in agreement and in line with what you guys think. So yeah.
So
Yeah, it's
Emily
unfortunate for
tells
her.
us there was 16 million that
She's
went
like
into
a fucking
his account.
PI,
Yeah.
eh?
And he can't account for where it came from. And you know what's really interesting? So he's involved in all this because his buddy Matt was the one who got investigated by the FBI. And he's like a bookie. But he was actually at the party. So we hear a little bit of his conversations. And I thought it was really interesting that they caught it on camera and that he even went to a filmed event like this. Like, this is wild.
Stupidity. That's another dumbass.
Why would you go to an event? This was so
Oh,
stupid, but we hear a little bit of his conversation, and he's talking to, I think it was like Terry and a few of the other husbands. They're asking, you like straight up, so are you gonna go to jail? He's like, I might, but then he also says, obviously, I'm not gonna, rat on some of my friends. Da -da -da. Like, so there's other people involved. Is that what you're insinuating? I don't know. I was a bit confused by that comment he made that he's not gonna rat people out. And maybe that's what he did with Ryan. Who knows? I'm not sure. Jen shows up to, who is it? Katie and Gina. She hangs out with them.
yeah, I think Katie, was
I
it
think it was
Katie
Katie
and Gina?
and Gina.
Jan.
I think it was Katie and Gina. Gina was definitely there, but Jen is like, she was in a 20-year relationship with someone, and she said he wouldn't even have a conversation with her, like in their own house. So it sounds like in this scene, it was almost like she was kind of regretting. Well, I'm not sure, but it almost sounded like she, because she goes, I fucked up my whole life, da da da, I don't want to do this anymore, da da da. So it sounded like when she was saying that, and after she had just brought up the relationship with her ex, that almost she was regretting leaving him for Ryan because she had no idea. Now she's getting, brought into these legal issues. I don't know if herself, but like she has a conversation with Ryan and they're sitting on the couch and she's like, this is gonna be like, everyone's gonna be coming after me. Everyone's gonna be asking me questions. And it almost seems like Ryan is just like, he doesn't even care. Like he's playing it like cool as a cucumber. It's weird. Anything before
Yeah.
we move on about Ryan, or what were you going to say? Not so nice.
No, I just think that I don't know, like her last relationship was really bad, and she just wants to still she wants so desperately to be in a relationship. Like that's I don't know. Yeah, no, that's it. No.
But then it turns out, we find out at the very end, Ryan doesn't get charged. Matt pleads guilty and he's facing, years in prison. And the wedding's still on. It's scheduled for 2025. So we'll see. I'm sure we'll learn a little bit more in the reunion. But, this is going to be an interesting one, and I bet you Tamara is just going to be insufferable about this. Fuck.
Yeah.
I can't stand Tamara. Like, I really can't stand her anymore. No,
Either.
she's just really, she's just poisonous. She's venomous.
Anyway, anything else from this episode before we move on to our golden question?
I think I'm good. I'm
Cool.
good.
Well, today's golden question: what was your favorite part of this season?
I think that's a tough one because
Yeah.
this one's been kind of all over,
Long,
but
yeah.
I'll give you maybe just a little example one of the highlights. I won't say his favorite part, but a highlight for me was when Shannon had her birthday party for all the ladies, and then she opened up her dress, and then she had the surprise that with the British flag.
London.
I thought that was a really cool thing.
Oh
So
yeah, that was
yeah, that
good.
was cute.
Yeah, that was cute. That was for me.
Yeah, I thought it was a good season. A lot of shit happening.
Yeah.
So I don't have any
So,
one particular part that's. Oh, there
the
was something funny
answer.
on this one that made me kind of think like, oh no, that was the last one maybe. Which one did I write? Where Shannon said something about Tamara. Like it was okay to invite Tamara for something, like as if she wouldn't bring anything up at the party. I think it was with Gina. Was that with Gina?
I'm not sure about
I'm not
this.
sure either.
No, sorry, I got those notes mixed up, I think.
Oh, go ahead. I've got a couple favorites. I've got two favorite kind of dramas and like one favorite, just like good times. I really liked the London trip, like how it was planned and everything like that. I feel bad, that there was a little bit too much drama. But my favorite drama pieces, I've got two. So when they're in, they went to Heather through a trip, and earlier in the season, and they go up, and Shannon's still dealing with that lawsuit, and they go to the spa, and she is expecting to have like a nice relaxing day at the spa, and Gina goes and opens her big mouth, and she's like, "Oh yeah, about those videos, da 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 da." And Shannon's
Yeah,
face just,
that was a
and
good one.
remember Gina like feeling so bad and her
Yeah.
reaction to like, "Why the fuck did I say that?"
Yeah, because she didn't do that on
I
purpose.
felt bad. It wasn't on purpose. It was very dramatic, but it was a little bit funny, her reaction. So that was one of them. That honestly, that scene made my heart like drop, like, "Oh my God, what's gonna happen?" And my other favorite drama was when Shannon's throwing her tea party and Alexis sends a delivery man with flowers. Like,
Right. Yeah.
what the hell? But anyway, those were my top three for this season.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a good season. That's it. Like there's not one, like part that was like my favorite. I can't remember because there was a lot of good parts.
There was a lot that went on. No, I definitely get that. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.